I'm really excited to dive into this one. South Korea is making some serious waves in the crypto space by finally formalizing how the government handles seized digital assets. It's a huge step toward true institutional maturity.
Absolutely. The Korean National Police Agency has officially selected Dynamo, the operating company behind Upbit, as the preferred bidder for a one-year contract to securely manage all confiscated cryptocurrencies. It's a very deliberate, well-considered move.
And they're putting Dynamo in charge of everything. Secure storage, continuous monitoring, tracking regulatory compliance, and even the eventual liquidation. We're talking about Bitcoin, Ethereum, and a whole range of altcoins that need to be handled with extreme care.
That's exactly why this selection marks such a critical shift in how law enforcement approaches digital assets. You simply can't treat crypto like traditional cash or a bank account.
Right. Preserving the integrity of these assets as legal evidence requires highly specialized, secure infrastructure. It's not just about keeping them safe. It's about maintaining a flawless, unbreakable chain of custody.
Precisely. Relying on basic storage methods is not only incredibly risky, but it's also legally inadequate for court proceedings. The stakes are simply too high to cut corners.
That's why Dynamo stood out. They've proven they have institutional-grade capabilities. We're talking billions in daily trading volume, robust cold storage systems, multi-signature authentication, and a strict compliance framework that aligns perfectly with South Korea's tough anti-money laundering and auditing standards.
And that partnership carries significant implications, both nationally and globally. It signals a decisive shift away from regulatory skepticism and toward structured, professional custody solutions. South Korea is actively positioning itself as a leader in standardized government crypto management.
I love that. It's such a positive signal for the industry. It really reinforces that if you want to operate at scale, regulatory compliance and institutional security aren't just nice-to-haves. They're absolute essentials.
Exactly. And looking ahead, this one-year agreement is expected to serve as a blueprint for other government bodies. We're likely to see customs, financial regulators, and judicial agencies adopt similar frameworks as cryptocurrency becomes increasingly entangled in both legitimate commerce and illicit activity.
Which means South Korea will probably refine its legal framework soon, establishing clear guidelines for how seized digital assets are valued, stored, and liquidated. It's so encouraging to see the ecosystem maturing like this.
The overarching takeaway is clear. The era of treating cryptocurrency as an unregulated frontier is officially ending. Governments now recognize that digital assets require the same professional, transparent, and legally sound management as traditional financial instruments.
And by partnering with established, compliant exchanges, South Korea is doing exactly that. They're strengthening law enforcement capabilities, enhancing market transparency, and really building public trust in this evolving digital asset ecosystem. I'm genuinely thrilled to see where this leads.